A few more weeks go by, and I'm down there one morning, and he's working on something, and all of a sudden he tries to raise his arm. He said, I said, what's wrong? Oh, he said, my arms. You know, he said, I had this one, the surgery done on this one a few years ago, and said, I was off work for 3 months, couldn't hardly do anything, and said, now this other one, a bad rotator cuff in there. And he said, I ain't going to go get it fixed. He said, I can go get a shot every two or three months, and it'll last for a while. But he said, you know, I hadn't had a shot in a long time. And so he said, it's killing me this morning. I said, Larry, you're a son of God now. I said, your father made you some promises in his word. I said, you told me you loved the book of Matthew. I said, I want you to go home tonight and take one verse in Matthew 18:19. I said, I want you to see the promise your father made to you in the covenant. I said, this is a promise from God. I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. I said, now read that at least a dozen times, and then come in tomorrow and tell me what it says. Man, he read that, and he read that, and he read that. And then that night I said, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to really reveal to Larry the truth of your word. And so the next day he came, he said, Thurman, I read that over and over and over. And he said, I thought, this is awesome. God says, if two of us on earth agree about anything, he will do it. I said, well, does that include your arm? He said, yes. He said, anything. And I said, and he's your father, and you're his son. So I said, I'm his son. So I said, I'm going to agree with you in prayer right now that the Father is going to fix your arm in the name of Jesus. And then I said, thank you, Lord, for doing it. I said, now, Larry, raise your arm. He went, it still hurts. I said, well, it's not going to be a miracle. I said, God does things two ways. Sometimes he heals, which takes a little longer, but he always heals. Scripture Dave put up there for y'all a while ago, how many of your diseases did he heal?
Oh!
Isn't that awesome? And we don't believe that. If we do, we would never need a doctor, would we? Never. We got the best doctor in the world. If we believe that, we would stand on his word. But see, true sons believe that. We spend time with our Heavenly Father, and as true sons, we spend time with him in the book, and these revelations become part of us. Now we know what our Father promised, so we learn how to, as sons, we learn how to stand on his promises. Now, if you're a son that spends no time with daddy, you don't spend no time with him, you don't read his word, you don't come see him. I mean, you know, so you got a daddy over here, maybe a daddy's worth $1 million. He lives in a big, beautiful home and got nice cars and everything else, and you're driving an old broke-down 1967 Volkswagen, you know, that's beat up and everything else. But you don't want to go see Dad, because if you spend time with Dad, Dad might show you how to get a better job. Dad might just feel sorry for you and say, well, you know, son, no son of mine is going to drive an old 67 broke-down Volkswagen when I got millions in the bank. You know, let me go down and buy you something nicer. I mean, could that be? You ever heard of a daddy that might do something like that for a son? Sure. Just like my son. After my wife and daughter got killed, I had promised my wife to buy her a new car. I'd never bought her a new car in her whole life, but I promised to buy her a new car. And she got killed before I got around to doing it. And so I had the money and everything, and after we buried Mom and Amanda, I went to Tim and I said, son, you have been a good boy. I said, you've driven that little pickup, that little 89 Ford Ranger for over 200,000 miles. You've not put a scratch on it. You've not tore anything up on it. You've taken good care of it. You're a hardworking boy. I said, I'd promise to buy Mom a new car, and now then she's not here. So I said, son, go down and find any car you want, up to $25,000, and Dad will pay cash for it, and it's your car. So he went looking, and he found one. And, of course, he was going with Maraca, his wife, but she wasn't his wife at the time. And he wanted a blue one, and she wanted a gray one. He came to me and said, Dad, we have a problem. Maraca wants a gray one, but I want a blue one. I said, is she your wife? He says, no, we're just going together. I said, well, you buy the blue one, because next week you and her might get in a problem, and she goes her way, and then you got a gray car you don't like. So I said, you buy what you want. Now, when she gets to be your wife, it'll be a different story. If she wants a gray one, you buy the gray one. Does that make good sense? See? So he was a son, and he listened, and he bought the blue one. and then, of course, it wasn't long until they got married, and she learned to enjoy the blue one, too. It's amazing that with Larry here, I told him, I said, the Word of God clearly says, if two of us on earth agree. Does it say that? So can we pray like this? Now, Father, if it be your will, since he's a faith God. So we say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this is another one of your sons. I'm a son. You're a son. We can pray the prayer of agreement. Father, in Jesus' name, you made us a promise. You said we could ask for anything. And so I ask you to restore Larry's arm. And the Lord did it. And then, of course, when I prayed, I said, now raise your arm. And he raised it up and it still hurt. And I said, well, it's not going to be a miracle. I said, if it's a miracle, you could just raise it straight up just like this. But I said, since you don't, it's a healing. But I said, all you need to do this time, your daddy, our daddy, has decided to heal you and not do a miracle. I said, he can do miracles. I've seen him do a lot of them. But I said, he always heals. Did he promise always to heal? Okay, I said, all you got to do is stay in faith and praise him and thank him every day, several times a day, for your arm being fixed. Well, about 3 weeks later, Larry come running in my office one morning with both hands up like this, screaming, Thurman, look! I said, when did it happen? He said, I don't know. He said, this morning I was out there putting a hydraulic pump on a truck, and I had it jacked up, and I was up under there with both hands up, and I look down and think, I can't do this. He said, but I can do this. I don't know when it happened. He said, all I know is my arm works and there's no pain. Now, what does God do for his sons? Anything we ask. If we're obedient, anything we ask. Wow. So let's go back to Romans now. Let's look again here. But if some say our sin serves a good purpose, for God will see God's goodness, for people will see God's goodness when he declares us sinners to be innocent, isn't it unfair then for God to punish us? That is exactly the way some people talk. Some people say, you know, God would never make me sick. God would never take away anything from me. You think you're a son? In fact, a lady asked me a question the other day. She said, a friend of hers asked her a question. She said, well, your children, they serve God. And they're always experiencing problems. But mine, they don't serve God. They don't even go to church. And they never have a problem. She asked me, she said, why is that, Thurman? What would your answer be? This woman's children are sons. This one over here, her children are not sons. So they don't get disciplined like the ones that is a son. You know, if you have two little boys here and this one's yours and this one's just a neighbor kid and this one throws a brick through a window over there, are you going to do anything to him? You might tell him, don't do that. But if this is your son and your son reached down to pick up a rock to throw it through a window, what are you going to do? You're going to get a hold of him, aren't you? Is he going to pay the consequence? Yes, he will. See, that's the same way we are with God. When we disobey God, as sons and daughters, he will discipline us. He will chastise us. He will put pain and hurt on us because he wants us to be good sons. He wants to train you and me how to become an overcomer. He don't want you to be just a nobody or a nothing. He wants you to be a daughter that he can use for his glory. It doesn't hesitate to put a sign on her car that says, I serve Jesus. I happen to know that's what this lady does. She has a sign on her car. She's not ashamed of Jesus. Of course not. If God is not just, how is he qualified to judge the world? Is he just? Of course he is. And he will judge them. 7 and 8. But some might still argue, how can God judge and condemn me as a sinner if my dishonesty highlights his truthfulness and brings him more glory? If you follow that kind of thinking, however, you might as well say that the more we sin, the better it is. Do you know, I have heard people say that. You know, he's gracious. I mean, me and God got a deal. Yeah, I know I'm running around with a woman I ain't married with. I'm living with her out of wedlock. But God's merciful. He's gracious. He forgives all of my sins. Don't believe that. I can guarantee if you're a disobedient son, he's going to chasten you. In fact, every time I tell a story like this, I think about that little girl over here in Justin, 12, 15 years ago. Here she was, 15 years old, moved in with a boy. He was not a believer. She was. Her daddy came to me and wanted me to go talk to her daughter, to his daughter, because she would not listen to him. Well, I went over there and tried to tell her. I walked in. I said, son, are you a Christian? Nope, ain't no Christian. Don't want nothing to do with that stuff. I said, well, okay. I said, young lady, you are a Christian? Yes. I said, first of all, God tells you not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, but he definitely tells you you're not to be moved into the house with a boy you're not married to. God said in his word, there is to be no sexual immorality in my church. In fact, he clearly says in 1 Corinthians 3:16 that if you defile your temple with sexual immorality, he will destroy your temple. So if God said that, now then because he's merciful and gracious, he didn't kill her the first time I went. Because if he says, if there's any sexual immorality in my church, I will destroy your temple. What does it mean to destroy your temple? Is this your temple? Your body. So if you're out there actively involved in sexual immorality, well, who knows how long God's going to be gracious. I'm glad he is merciful because if he wasn't, I know one old boy that wouldn't be alive. I got a feeling I know a lot more of y'all wouldn't be alive too, huh? We all have fell short somewhere, right? So if God wasn't gracious and merciful, he'd killed us all. But he is merciful. He is gracious. He's great, very gracious. So anyway, she wouldn't listen to me. She said, no, God will forgive me. I can pray and ask God to forgive me. I said, well, honey, you can't continue to do this every night and wake up every morning and ask God to forgive you for living in adultery with this boy. She said, God's gracious. He's merciful. He'll forgive me. I said, he'll kill you. And she said, no, Mr. Scrivener, God would never hurt me. I said, honey, it's written in 1 Corinthians 3:16 that if we defile our temple with sexual immorality, God will destroy our temple. And she wouldn't believe that. I said, okay. So I left, and of course, she got pregnant and had a baby. And then it wasn't long, her daddy come and said, Thurman, will you please go back again? And so in the next 5 years, we did this three times. And she would never change. I told her the last time, I said, honey, you're walking on very thin ice. I said, this is the third time now I've been here to tell you, you've got to stop this. You've brought three children into the world. You're not married to this boy. He's an unbeliever. You're totally living outside of the realms of God's promises to a Christian. And she said, you know, Mr. Scrivener, God loves me. He would never hurt me. I said, he will. He will kill you. You don't see many preachers that'll tell you that, do you? But if it's written in the Word, I feel like I'm walking on solid ground. It's written. And so anyway, it wasn't but about a month later, after I talked to her the third time, that her and that boy and that baby all went to bed together one night, and the next morning, here she's 21 years old now. She was 15 when she moved in with him. She's had three babies. Now she's 21. The boy woke up, the unbeliever. The baby woke up, but the 21-year-old mother had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night, was stone dead. But God didn't mean what he said, huh? He really did, didn't he? You know, and the average person, Christian, never put that together. Never. You tell them, you know, God killed her. Mr. Scrivener, you're out of your mind. Okay, so I'm out of my mind. But it's written in God's Word. No sexual immorality in the church. Now, that if people are committing sexual immorality and they're still alive, they're on thin ice. Thin ice. God doesn't kill every one of them. You know, he makes things not go right for them. He makes the children that come out of that handicapped, mentally handicapped or physically impaired, some kind of sickness, disease. You pay your sin. You don't get by with it. Sin is going to be judged.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Son versus Servant Relationship, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.